This guy right here is one of the smartest producers releasing music at the moment. But it's not for the reasons you might think. Finneas O'Connell has gone from being titled as a bad piano player by his teacher, all the way to winning Grammys, and a lot of them. Now, any producer that creates hit after hit after hit knows a thing or two about connecting with an audience. Producers today are songwriters and project managers as much as they are music makers, and Finneas is utilizing some skills that make him more successful than almost anyone else. Now, this might be controversial, but Finneas has shown us that you don't need a big budget or all the fancy studio equipment to make a number one hit. But how did he go from this so-called bad piano player and bring himself all the way to the top? I've closely studied Finneas and his production style and figured out three main steps that he has taken to constantly create hugely popular tracks. Let's get to the bottom of this. For the past few weeks, I've been watching hours and hours of Finneas interviews, and this clip in particular jumped right at me.
I executive produced this artist, Ash. She did a couple EPs. She went through a divorce and did these EPs, and I just was like, oh my God, you're going through a divorce? Like, these are going to be amazing songs.
Most producers like to try and keep a nice and positive environment in the studio and not bring up anything too heavy. But Finneas saw the opportunity to get to know the artist he was working with at a deeper level, so he can be open and honest and actively go towards the true emotion that the artist is feeling, which will result in a very honest, authentic, and unique sounding track to that particular artist. Here's another clip of Finneas thinking just that.
As a co-writer and a producer working with other people, you have to just channel a lot of empathy. I think as long as you can empathize with people and put yourself in their shoes, you can turn that into writing about how it would make you feel, and then you're just locked into how they're feeling, you know? So when I'm writing with other people, I try to get as close as I can to building that, where I spend hours just sitting with them and asking about them, their relationship with their mom, and what their friendships were like growing up, and what their favorite relationships were, you know? So I think that stuff just helps you like lock into a person's like response to things.
So from this, we can see that Finneas really cares about the authenticity of the tracks he's working on and make sure that it has the real emotion that the artist feels at that time. And of course, the best way to engage with your audience is through shared experiences. So in the music he produces, when it's a really honest experience, this results in the track having a stronger connection to its audience and having a lasting impression. This second step always brings a smile to my face when I think about it. Finneas loves using real sounds in his tracks. Of course, initially, it's great for late night TV.
Here's the...
gets the easy laughs. But on a deeper level, it gives the listener a sense of location and atmosphere and really immerses the audience into the track and what the artist is feeling at that time. Let's see if you can pick out the crickets in the background here.
Hoped that you would avoid...
And Finneas has said himself that these sounds just do something to the track. It just changes it, makes it so much more alive.
I gotta be careful and not put them in everything because they really make a song feel alive immediately. Mm-hmm. If you take a song with no crickets, and especially if it's like MIDI instruments, and then you add some crickets, you're like, wow, this song feels real.
And of course, a strong advantage for using your own sounds is that they're yours. No one else has them. So it instantly creates a unique part of your track that no one else has.
Like, computers and everything have gotten so much cheaper and more accessible. I feel like a lot of music producers have like the same toolbox, and I think like to me as a producer, like I always want something to set my stuff apart.
So all positives, right? Step three is all to do with a trait that a lot of top professionals have.
It's all stuff that I would be doing for fun and for free if I had another job. I guess I feel about music the way a lot of kids feel about like Fortnite, where it's like very hard for me to like put it a guitar down.
Even if Finneas wasn't getting paid to do production, he'd be doing it anyway. He just loves songwriting and he loves producing tracks. And this of course leads to a triangle or a circle of success. You like something, so you spend a lot of time doing it. But because you're doing it a lot, you tend to get good at it. And then when you get so good at something, you're bound to have success from it. And of course, success can mean a variety of things, maybe full-time income, or it can mean getting the opportunity to perform on stage or really big stages. And having gone on tour myself, having the energy and willpower to bring yourself to produce before and after shows, night after night, day after day, is simply incredible. Working on the laptop even when you're bouncing around in the tour bus, you need that passion to keep you going and to bring you back to that laptop to just keep working on your next track. And the fact that Finneas can keep himself working all the time while on tour is very impressive. And without that love and passion for production, it's hard to imagine he would be reaching the same heights he is today. With all this in mind, it's hard to argue that Finneas isn't one of the smartest producers out there right now. So be sure to check out his work if you haven't already. Our next podcast will be a breakdown of Pharrell Williams and what makes him such an amazing producer. So be sure to hit the follow button so you don't miss that one. Hope you're all keeping well. Cheers.